Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
And I'm Joe.
Today we are going to continue talking about NASA, which is probably more of interest to you, Joe, than it is to me, because I think you said you actually went down to the NASA headquarters when you were a kid. They're down in Florida, right?
That's right. It's down in Florida, like one of the southernmost states of the U.S. along the eastern seaboard there. And yes, I did get to visit there when I was a kid. And of course, like many kids, it was a dream of mine to travel into outer space, and it was really cool to see some of the giant rockets. I remember being most impressed by this giant sort of tank-like machine that was used to transport the rockets to the launch pad where they actually take off, because it was several stories high. It was the size of a building, but you drove it like a car or like a truck. So I just thought, wow, it'd be really cool to maybe drive that one day. You know, when you're a kid and when you're a boy, a lot of boys, they like, you know, like big trucks, construction vehicles, things like that. And this was like the ultimate vehicle. So that's what I was most impressed with.
Pretty cool. Well, lots of people are interested in space travel. And I'm sure that there are a number of people here in Taiwan who are dreaming of becoming an astronaut, which is very possible. And today we are going to talk about some possibilities for becoming an astronaut yourself, what sorts of qualifications you might need to have. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson, and then we'll be right back to talk about it.
Recently, there was some good news for Taiwanese people who dream of traveling into space. NASA announced it has reserved one spot for a Taiwanese citizen in its astronaut training program. Yet with the fierce competition and strict requirements, landing a position in the program won't be easy pickings. Would-be astronauts are advised to start their preparation as early as possible. Basically, they should have a science or engineering background. As a bare minimum, astronauts must obtain a BSc degree, although many successful candidates go on to get advanced degrees. Before applying to become astronauts, they must also log over 1,000 hours flight experience of piloting an aircraft and 3 years related work experience. In addition, physically, astronauts must have superior vision, low blood pressure, and be between 157 and 190 centimeters tall. The select few who are accepted into NASA's astronaut candidate team must be able to pass a rigorous training program that lasts for 2 years. If all these conditions are met, they can become astronauts. Even then, life isn't a bed of roses. Living in space can be extremely tough. First of all, it's potentially dangerous. One mechanical error could result in the vessel breaking down or exploding. Furthermore, if astronauts don't harness themselves properly, they could drift away in space. Astronauts also have to subsist on dried food and deal with motion sickness. If you're still interested in becoming an astronaut, give it a shot. Who knows? Someday, you might join the ranks of those who have looked down from space to see a bird's-eye view of our planet.
Okay, let's talk about the entire contents of today's lesson, shall we? Let's get to it. Now, there has recently been some good news for people from Taiwan, especially good news for people from Taiwan who dream of traveling into space. I'm sure there are a number of people here, young people, of course, boys and girls, who dream of becoming an astronaut, who dream of traveling into space. And NASA has some good news for such people. NASA announced it has reserved one spot for a Taiwanese citizen in its astronaut training program. So there's one spot there to go in there and train to become an astronaut. It doesn't guarantee that you're going to actually be an astronaut, but it's a good chance.
That's right. It's a chance to train, a chance to kind of try out for the team. They've reserved one spot. It just means they're holding one position to a person who is from Taiwan. So what it gives you is a chance. Yet with the fierce competition and strict requirements, landing a position in the program won't be easy pickings. We're talking about fierce competition. It just means there are a lot of people who are very skilled who will be fighting and trying very hard in order to become an astronaut. With so many people around the world and from the U.S. itself wanting to join this very prestigious team or the ranks of NASA astronauts, well, it won't be easy, and they do have some strict requirements. Strict requirements just means, well, they have a checklist of things that you have to be, things that you have to do before you can become an astronaut. And they don't say, well, you can have this, or maybe you don't, it doesn't really matter. They are strict about it, meaning you must have all these different requirements checked off. You have to have these things, you have to have this set of skills if you want to land a position or to get a spot in the program. So this won't be easy pickings. Easy pickings is a phrase that we use when something is easily achievable. Something's not very hard to do. Well, that test was really easy. I got an A+ and I barely even studied. It was easy pickings. Well, this won't be easy pickings because it will be incredibly difficult to achieve.
Yeah, it won't be a walk in the park, as we say. It won't be that easy. It will be very difficult because of all this fierce competition. Fierce, of course, means intense with a lot of aggressiveness. People want this position, and they're going to be studying hard and working hard to be that special person. So it's not going to be easy. Competition means you have other people vying with you or competing against you for some kind of reward or some kind of prize. There is a lot of competition to get into Taida or Taiwan University here. Lots of people want to go there. It's a very prestigious university. So we've got this fierce competition. So, of course, it won't be easy to get in there. There won't be easy pickings. Now, would-be astronauts are advised to start their preparation as early as possible. Here we have the term would-be, which means something that might take place in the future, would-be or potential astronauts. If you're a would-be astronaut, that means you might be an astronaut or you want to be an astronaut, but we don't know for sure yet if you're going to be one. So the earlier you start your preparations, the better.
So let's go through some of the things that you might want to keep in mind if you do want to try and become an astronaut. So for all you would-be astronauts out there, this is what you need. Basically, they should have a science or engineering background. So if you're a high school student, for example, and you're undecided on what you want to major in university, but you want to become an astronaut later, you're sure of that, you should go into a science program or an engineering program. They want you to have that sort of background. They want you to have studied these things in the past. That's because as a bare minimum, astronauts must obtain a BSc or Bachelor of Science degree. This is the bare minimum. The bare minimum is the lowest standard that you need. You need at least this much, or at least be at this level. So if you want to become an astronaut, you need at least a Bachelor of Science degree, but I believe most astronauts, they will have their master's degree, or a very great many of them will have a PhD or a doctorate in some sort of scientific discipline.
Right, so I guess if you're studying art, you're not going to have much of a chance to get into the astronaut program, or if you're studying, you know, high school education or elementary school education, child psychology, it's just not going to get you in there. So yes, you got to study some kind of science, engineering, chemical engineering, civil engineering, aeronautical engineering, whatever. It's good to have that as a basis or a foundation. But as Joe said, many people also go on to get advanced degrees. In the sentence here, we have the word candidate as well. A candidate is somebody who is being considered for a certain position. If you're running for president here in Taiwan, you will be a presidential candidate in the last election. I think there were three candidates, Ma Ying-jeou and Tsai Ing-wen and Song Chu-yu. They were the three candidates in the last presidential election.
So you need to be academically successful, but there's some other things that you must do if you want to apply to be an astronaut as well. Before applying to become astronauts, they must also log over 1,000 hours flight experience of piloting an aircraft and 3 years related work experience. So you have to log over 1,000 hours flight experience. Log here just means, well, you have to do this many hours of flying around in a plane. You have to be a pilot. This refers to something like a work log in which you would actually like write down or keep track of how many hours that you were doing a certain activity. You would have, say, like a pilot's log, which you would write down, okay, today I flew from this place to this place. It took this many hours. It was this many kilometers from point A to point B. That would be the flight log, for example. So you have to be up in the air flying a plane for over 1,000 hours. That's one requirement. And you must be piloting an aircraft. Of course, an aircraft is something that flies, like an airplane. That would be a synonym for aircraft. Piloting means you are flying it. You are in control, just as if you were driving a car. Except, of course, this is with a plane. And you need also 3 years related work experience. So something that relates to the space program, you need to go and find a job that relates to flying, a job that relates to something that you would be doing as an astronaut. So many people that wind up in the space program as astronauts, they will come out of the military, for example. They will be fighter pilots, or they will be flying helicopters or jets for the military. So that's where a lot of them come from after, of course, they get their academic requirements.
And you just noted some examples of aircraft there. And please be careful. Even though you can count them, there's one airplane, there's a helicopter there, there's a seaplane there. We still refer to these as non-countable things. Aircraft, one aircraft, two aircraft, etc. Please do not add an S to this word. And, yes, pilot can be both a noun and a verb. A pilot, you know, my uncle was a pilot in the for an airline, for example. And pilot also means you fly an airplane, but you need 3 years related work experience as well, which I guess means maybe you worked being an air traffic controller or something like that. It might help you get into this program. Okay, everybody, that's about the midway point for us. We're going to take a time out now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. NASA 的成功跟台湾有什么关系呢？其实在今天的第一段第二句就提到 NASA announced it has reserved one spot for a Taiwanese citizen in its astronaut training program. 原来啊，他最近宣布了在太空人的培训计划当中为台湾的公民保留了一个名额。在这里的句子开头用了一个 yet， 就是有语气上转成 yet with the fierce competition and strict requirements, landing a position in the program won't be easy pickings。 然而它可是竞争非常的激烈，而且条件严格。Fierce 这个形容词呢，可以用来解释成为猛烈的、激烈的，或者是说一场激战，你就可以说 a fierce battle。而在这里的 competition 就是指大家要彼此的竞争咯。这样子看来，想要取得这样子的一个名额 landing a position， 其实一点都不简单。第二段的第一句提到 would-be astronauts are advised to start their preparation as early as possible。这里的 would be 呢，可以用来当作是形容词，解释成为想要成为什么什么的。这些想要成为太空人的人，我们就可以说 would be astronauts。举例来说，在好莱坞有许多想要成为男演员、女演员的人，我们就可以说 there are many would be actors and actresses in Hollywood。这些人呢，被建议 be advised to do something。Advise 这个动词就是有给予忠固、劝告的意思。它的用法，动词后面可以用 that 加子句，再加主词，加 should 加原形动词。举例来说，医生建议这个病人呐，应该要戒烟了。你就可以说 The doctor advised that the patient should quit smoking。当然你也可以简单的说劝人不要做什么事情，就可以使用 advise against doing something。 接着我们来看到第二段中间的句子，讲到要如何来申请成为太空人，其中的条件之一。Before applying to become astronauts, they must also log over 1,000 hours flight experience of piloting an aircraft and 3 years related work experience. 在这里提到，如果你想要申请成为太空人之前，你就必须飞行的这个时数呢，要超过1000个小时。在这里有个动词 log， 其实就是指飞行航行的距离跟时数的意思。除此之外呢，还必须要有3年的相关工作经验。这里谈到驾驶飞机可以用的动词跟形容的方式叫做 pilot an aircraft， 或者是 pilot an airplane。当然咯，在这里的 pilot 就是有引导的意思，你也可以说 to pilot the ship into the harbor， 指的就是引导船入港。
It's time now to take a short break, but please stay tuned, we'll be right back.Okay, everybody, let's review our lesson so far. We've got some good news for people of Taiwan here. If you want to be an astronaut or want to travel into space, NASA has one position open in its astronaut training program, but there will be fierce competition. And if you are a would-be astronaut, here's some advice for you. You need to have a strong science or engineering background with a BSc degree. BSc can also be referred to as a BS degree, a science degree, Bachelor of Science.And also, you might want to have lots of flight experience. You need to log over 1,000 hours of flight experience of piloting an aircraft, flying an airplane, flying a helicopter, or whatever. And also, 3 years related work experience. Now, in addition, as we continue our lesson here, in addition, physically, astronauts must have superior vision, low blood pressure, and be between 157 and 190 centimeters tall.
Superior just means something is the best of the top quality. So when we say superior vision, it just means you see incredibly well. You might have what we call 20/20 vision, or basically perfect sight. So these are the physical requirements. The height that you have to be, I guess the height requirement just means, well, there's certain things that you'd have to reach on board a spacecraft, and they wouldn't actually want you to be too tall, I guess, as well, because we're dealing with a limited amount of space. So if you're too big, I guess you're just going to be taking up too much room aboard a spacecraft or a space shuttle. So if you're, say, for example, like a NBA height sort of center, I guess you wouldn't be able to be an astronaut. You'd just be too big.
Now, the select few who are accepted into NASA's astronaut candidate team must be able to pass a rigorous training program that lasts for 2 years. So, of course, lots of people apply. These are all candidates who apply. But you get accepted into the candidate team, and then you've got to pass this training program. Not all of the candidates will pass this training program, which we're describing as rigorous. Rigorous means it's intense. Lots of things are happening, and it's very physically demanding.
So at the end of all this, if all the conditions are met, they can become astronauts. So you have to be academically successful. There are health requirements. And then you have to pass the rigorous 2-year training program. Then at the end of all that, there will be just a few people left over that will get the opportunity to become astronauts. So what happens after you do become an astronaut? Well, even then, life isn't a bed of roses. This is a phrase that we use often. Something is a bed of roses. Life is a bed of roses. It just means life is comfortable. Life is easy. You get to do only things that you enjoy. There are no tough times. So we're saying here life isn't a bed of roses. Or in other words, life isn't easy.
Right. Notice here, bed of roses. Roses don't sleep in a bed, but a small garden where roses are growing is referred to as a bed of roses. A flower bed, a small garden section or plot where flowers grow. And yes, life as an astronaut isn't easy. Living in space can be extremely tough. Here, tough means difficult, very hard to endure, hard to do. It's tough. Tough also can refer to meat that is not very soft. Oh, how's your steak? Oh, it's a little tough. I'm having difficulty eating it.
So why is living in space extremely tough? Well, first of all, it's potentially dangerous. So there could be some harm that might come to you because we are dealing with outer space. For example, one mechanical error could result in the vessel breaking down or exploding.
Oh, no.
We're talking about mechanical errors. This just means when the machines don't do what they're supposed to do. They malfunction in some way. They break down. Mechanical refers to machines and the way that they work. So one mechanical error in the vessel is something that carries people from one place to another. In this case, this would be the spacecraft or the rocket that takes the astronauts into space. It could result in the vessel breaking down or exploding, as we did with the space shuttle back in 1986 that we mentioned yesterday.
There was a mechanical error with the space shuttle back then, so that's why it exploded. It blew up shortly after liftoff. A vessel here, of course, refers to a large ship. A shipping vessel is one type of vessel, a ship, basically, or a battleship. That's like a vessel as well, an aircraft carrier, etc. And if something goes into space, it's also referred to as a vessel, some kind of machine or some kind of unit that goes into space and carries people or things. Now, furthermore, in addition, if astronauts don't harness themselves properly, they could drift away in space. That sounds pretty terrible. Harness here can be both a noun and a verb. Harness as a noun refers to, you know, various belts and things that hold you into something. If you go for a ride at the amusement park, you might need to wear a harness to make sure you don't go flying out of the roller coaster. Or if you're trying to escape from a fire, you might wear a harness in order to be lowered out of the burning building by a firefighter. But here, harness is being used as a verb. It just means you're tied down, you're secure, you won't go away.
If they don't do this, they could drift away in space. In other words, they would float away, and they would keep floating away. They would never be able to be brought back to the vessel or to the spacecraft. So that's one very prominent danger that they face out in outer space. Astronauts also have to subsist on dried food and deal with motion sickness. If you subsist on something, it means you are eating something, basically. It's something that keeps you alive, some sort of food. They subsist on dried food. It means they eat only dried food. They can't be bringing out, you know, five-star gourmet meals into outer space. They eat freeze-dried packaged food all the time. That's what they subsist on. That's what they get for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they also have to deal with motion sickness. Motion sickness is the sensation of sickness that you feel when, say, you are driving in a car, if the car is moving back and forth. Some of us will suffer from this condition where we feel sick to our stomach. We feel like we might actually vomit or throw up. I get this feeling a lot, say, if I'm in a car that's jerking around, moving back and forth, or if I try and get brave and go on something like a roller coaster, I get this feeling. So I guess I wouldn't make a very good astronaut because I'd be losing all that dried food that I ate every day. So I guess that kind of rules me out.
You would be throwing it up. Mm-hmm. So, yes, subsisting on this dry food, and then you have to deal with motion sickness. My wife suffers from motion sickness. She gets car sick all the time and air sick if you're in an airplane and seasick if you take a boat. And all those things together are referred to as motion sickness. So, yeah, if you're going to be in space, you need to deal with motion sickness. Now, if you're still interested in becoming an astronaut, hey, give it a shot. If you give something a shot, that means you try to do something even though you're not sure if you're going to succeed.
Who knows? Someday you might join the ranks of those who have looked down from space to see a bird's eye view of our planet. So you might join the ranks. You might get to join the team of people who have gotten to go up into space and get a bird's eye view of the planet. Bird's eye view just means A view from above, as though what a bird might see if it were flying above the earth. Of course, we're talking about a place where birds can't go. It's much higher than birds will fly, but it's the same basic meaning, looking down upon the earth from above.
I was so grateful to Google Earth because it allowed us a bird's eye view of Taipei. I always wanted to see what Taipei looked like from above. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. It's time now to let our Chinese teacher talk to you for a couple of minutes.
如果你是这些符合标准的人，这里就谈到 the select few who are accepted into NASA's astronaut candidate team must be able to pass a rigorous training program that lasts for 2 years. 这里的 select 指的就是被挑选出来的人或者是物。少数通过这些被挑选出来的人就必须经历这些为期两年的严苛训练计划。Rigorous 是一个重要的形容词，解释成为严苛的、苛刻的。接着我们来看一下第三段的第三个句子。One mechanical error could result in the vessel breaking down or exploding.当然咯，要当太空人也是非常辛苦的，只要有一个简单的 mechanical error, 机械的错误，就可能导致造成飞机呢出错、故障或者是爆炸的危险。Furthermore, if astronauts don't harness themselves properly, they could drift away in space.在太空当中，如果太空人没有把自己固定好，也可能就在太空中飘走了。Harness 在这里呢，原本是解释成为给马套上马具，在这里则是延伸成为把自己固定好的意思。像是 to harness the horse to the cart, 指的就是把马套到马车上面。而当然咯，延伸出来 harness 还有一个重要的意思，解释成为控制或者是利用的意思。They will harness the sun's energy to heat homes. 他们呢，将利用太阳能为住宅提供暖气。接着后面还提到 astronauts also have to subsist on dried food and deal with motion sickness. 除此之外，太空人吃的都是干粮，还得应付晕机的问题。这些都是想要成为太空人的人可以试试看它的好处跟它的优点咯。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program for today, and good luck to the one person amongst you who will be accepted into NASA's astronaut training program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
And I'm Joe.
Goodbye.